experimentation,
curiosity,
the next idea.
Technology alone is not enough.
The teaching profession in America remains largely white and female, which means that young African-American males can go through school without really ever seeing a teacher who looks like them. Not only can this mean a lack of black role models, but it also means that teaching doesn't get held up as a profession desirable for black men to pursue. Today's guest on The Next Idea is trying hard to change that narrative. He's spent his career in education, and he's experienced firsthand what it's like to be the only black male teacher in a school. Dr. Curtis Lewis is professor of Henry Ford Academy School for Creative Studies in Detroit, and he's the founder and chairman of the Board of Black Male Educators Alliance of Michigan. Dr. Curtis Lewis, pleasure to welcome you to The Next Idea.
Glad to be here. Thank you for having me.
When you think of what you've done in founding the Black Male Educators Alliance of Michigan, what do you see as the group's mission?
It's sort of leveled in 3 points, very important pieces. It is to develop an interest in younger black males. So we're looking at a pipeline issue here. So we want to get our middle school, our high school students interested in seeing teaching as an option. We sort of do that through our mentoring program, where we focus on cultivating the knowledge around what does it mean to be a teacher and why it's important. And it also is important for them to see black males in education, right? For them to see themselves as just being a viable option. Once we pique the interest, also to work with various organizations and universities in recruiting black male teachers into the profession. So getting them into the teacher ed programs, getting them to alternative certification programs. And then from there, we want to keep them. Some schools, some districts have made progress in getting males there, but they've often talked about not retaining them. Part of our mission is to provide a support system and a network and give them an opportunity to learn from each other, to feel like they're being supported so that we can retain them in the profession. So we want to pique their interest at a younger age, recruit them, and retain them.
As you were growing up and then as you were learning your profession, did you have black male role models in education?
I didn't. I would say in my whole entire schooling career, I've had about 3. And
you're digging,
I'm digging back pretty far.
When you're the only black male teacher in a school, that has to come with some expectations. What has been your experience around that in terms of what you are expected to be able to achieve with your students?
For one, for me, from my own personal experience, is to be the sort of disciplinarian in the school. Because you're the one black male in the building, all the students whose other teachers are struggling with, they assume and put them in your class, but you're going to have that magic wand and you're going to fix any issues or concerns that that student may have.
Do you think it's because you're black or you're male?
I think it's both. And in particular, when you're working in a urban district where the majority of students are African-American, I think there's an assumption just because you're black and you're male, you're going to have this magic wand, and you're going to be able to fix any problems that you have, fix any of those issues in your classroom. And one of the things that we're trying to dispel this myth is that just because you're a black male doesn't mean that you have all the answers. It doesn't mean that you don't need the same support as any other teacher, because oftentimes the idea is that when you walk into a building, you're a black male, that you have it. And that's just not true. And so one of the things we want to talk about is, and one of the things that we do is we provide the support. Like, black males just don't walk into the building and know the answers. They need just as much support as other people. That's often not the case. And so then you have people leaving because they're tired. It's almost like you're the dean of culture or the dean of discipline while being a teacher in your own classroom.
I hear that. Now, there are, as you know, a number of indicators pointing to this probably being one of the most difficult times to recruit teachers. You've got people leaving the profession in large numbers. Pay is stagnant or going down, and school districts are struggling. How does the Black Male Educators Alliance of Michigan go up against all that and win in terms of recruiting young men of color to be teachers?
Let me put this out here, right? The big elephant in the room, but I'm sure everyone would agree with, we got to pay teachers more. You know, I'm a huge advocate for that, and I will continue to do what I can and kind of push that. But in the meantime, one of the things we got to do is we got to figure out, how do we make this more about helping to build the community, helping to support the community? Some folks will talk about the issues of education and equity as a civil rights issue of today, right? Some people argue against that. Some people argue for that. And I think really reaching out to the hearts of folks and saying, why does this important work and how does this work affect like not only like the students but the larger community and our country as a whole? It's almost like, why do we recruit people to go into the military or to be police officers or to be firemen? And some of those people are some of the lowest paid folks or occupations that we have. But folks going there not because I'm here to make money, but I'm here to help. I'm here to do a service. And so one of the things we do is we talk to the heart of people and talk about why this work is important. And yeah, it's not the most lucrative job initially, but over time, not only will pay come, because there is opportunity for leadership where we do get paid very decent in this profession, but this is opportunity just to help people, right? And there's no cost that you could put on that. And so really, really reaching out to the heart of folks and getting people to understand that, yes, it's a difficult time to be a teacher. And with this, just the policies and things that are put on teachers now, helping people understand how this work can be enjoyable. And I think also we just got to do a better job overall in particular school districts, which I really focus on in my school, is making this an enjoyable place to work and having fun at work, because this job is difficult and it's stressful. But how do we make that environment a fun environment where people are engaged in learning and people are also helping our students become better citizens and preparing them to be great citizens for this country and for the world? So I think it's all of that. I can't come to someone and compete with engineers or other folks who may start off close to six figures, where teachers are averaging $40,000 or so starting off, and folks have bachelor's and master's degrees. So how do we convince people that, yeah, the money will come, but until then, here's where you can have fun, where you can feel like you're giving back. That's just like we do with the military or other places where, you know, there's a lot of work and they don't necessarily get compensated for the work that they do.
Dr. Lewis, what do you see as the greatest threat to the academic success of Black youth?
That's a good question. Poverty affects not only Black students, it affects students who are impoverished, right? Like, whether it's Black kids, white kids, Latino kids, like all kids who are suffering from issues of poverty, that can affect their success, right? So I don't think we do a good enough job of addressing those issues in schools. But I'll put that to the side, if I may, and focus more so on like the quality of teaching and the way we do school. I think we have to begin to look at how we engaging kids in the academic learning piece. We have a very 19th century mindset, 20th century mindset for teaching when we need to be really focusing on 21st century skills. And I think because we're so focused on kids producing these test scores and not producing humans who are really focused on learning about themselves, being inquisitive, being innovative, being creative, the way we're approaching education is, I guess, the biggest detriment to the academic success of students in general. But in particularly students of color, I say also sort of held back further because of that, because they're often put in schools in urban districts that are not performing very well or are not even on the cutting edge of these new innovations and things and ways of teaching. That's one of the things that we talk about as well, is not only just getting quality Black males in schools, but quality people in schools that are willing to push the thinking and the way we think about school and how we do school.
Dr. Curtis Lewis is the principal of Henry Ford Academy School for Creative Studies in Midtown Detroit and the founder and chairman of the board of the Black Male Educators Alliance of Michigan. Dr. Lewis, thank you so much for being with us on The Next Idea.
Thank you so much.
Support for The Next Idea on Stateside comes from Michigan Economic Development Corporation, committed to marketing Michigan to drive job growth and investment in our communities. MichiganBusiness.org.